Welcome to Low Standards and Pours. It's Sunday, January 17th, about 7:45 Eastern Standard Time, broadcasting just outside of Detroit City. I'm going to welcome in Al Carpe, our host this evening. Al Carpe, are you there?
Hell yeah. Dude, can you sound great.
Can you hear me, brother?
I can't. I know. Another brother.
You yeah, sound great. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, right?
Apparently.
Oh, my God. Jesus, Bill. I knew something was wrong.
I understand that the rest of the world doesn't understand that we've been out for 17 or 18 days because somebody decided to go and get pneumonia.
Yeah. It was
not COVID. You're non-COVID.
No. So I'll tell you, I'll do the cliff notes.
Give me.
Monday, I was like, I wasn't feeling right for a while. And I had a cough.
Yeah, 12 months?
Yeah.
I'm aware.
Exactly. It was about 12 months. Probably longer than that. Mm-hmm. And but I was rolling the dice on insurance, and I finally decided to get insurance, which was probably the smartest thing I have done in the last 10 years.
Right.
Which kicked in on the first. But it was Monday, and I knew something was going on. You get that sixth sense kind of feeling, whatever, something's coming up. And then Tuesday, I'm sitting on my couch, just trying to get like R&R, and I start sweating, and I'm like, oh shit, I'm getting some kind of fever or something like that, you know? So then
you give me fever.
Yeah. You give me fever.
Thank you.
I think I kind of got through the night. Then I had a bad cough that started, but it was a dry cough, but just a cough that wouldn't stop.
Right.
And I'm like, oh God. And then it was kind of, everything was kind of like coming and going. Like my fever would go up, it would break. I'd get the chills, come back down. And I was coughing. The cough just kind of progressively got worse. And then Thursday hit and I'm like, all right, I'm done. So I was talking to my neighbor down below and I'm friends with her daughter. And she's like, you got to go to urgent care. You got to go to the hospital. Just go. Got to go. So,
because
they know I've been battling this too for a while.
Right.
So I drove myself.
That's the other thing. That's the other thing, people out there. You don't have to love everybody, but at least have one neighbor you can trust.
Yeah, you're not kidding. You're not kidding. Because really, she was the influence that got me there. I wasn't going to go. Yeah. But
she did exactly the right thing. So you go to the hospital.
Yeah. So I went to urgent care, and they took my oxygen level with some little thing you put your finger in.
Right.
And it was an 88. It's supposed to be 100. And they said, this is way too low. This is like serious low. Like it could affect your organs.
Right.
So they're like, I'm calling in your room for next door. You know, you have to go to the hospital. And I was right across the street from St. Mary's.
Right.
And I said, well, can I go to Providence? And they're like, well, if you're going to Providence, we're getting you an ambulance. And I'm like, oh shit. So I just drove across the street and went to St. Mary's, got me in an ER. They did chest x-ray, CT scans, blood, whatever.
They did the whole 9 yards.
Yeah. Yeah. So I came back COVID negative for both.
Good.
The sputum crap that was coming out of my lungs came back negative, which they thought was really odd, but it was white. It was never discolored. They just said I had a random case of pneumonia that they saw was like in my midsection of my lungs. Mm-hmm. And that sputum stuff was kind of covering it. And that's why it was coming up. And so they pumped me full of a bunch of antibiotics and steroids and this is the best I felt in a year and a half.
I'm
on oxygen, but that's just helped my lungs repair, and my lungs still aren't up to par. But as long as they kind of recover, knock on wood, I'm okay. So,
and you should be. I mean, you caught it soon enough.
Yeah,
It was only, 12 months into it, right?
Right. I wanted to make sure that I was sick before I went.
Right. Well, it's the fever that got you, because the crap that the hawking and hacking that you've been having for the longest time, there was no fever attached to it. But once you throw a fever in there, that means your body's going, look, man, this is crazy. Get
rid of this shit. It was starting to fight it. But they called it a bacterial pneumonia. Like I said, this is the best I've felt in a long time. And so honestly, for all you out there, don't wait too long.
Yeah, and it's going to take a while for that you to recover. I had that when I was 13 or 14. My freshman year in high school, I had the bacterial pneumonia. And honestly, it was 6 months before I felt any better. The doctor told me that, that I recovered rather quickly because I had been a swimmer as a kid. And then he's like, the best thing you can do is get back into the pool as soon as you can, as soon as you feel able and strong enough to do it, get back in the pool and start swimming again.
Really?
So you might need lungs. You might need to as a 14-year-old kid, you just go bazonkers and go crazy. But
A
50-year-old, you're going to need to, maybe, one of your gym memberships has a pool you can do some easy laps with or something and work yourself into it. And that probably would be a bad thing for you too.
Right.
I know you're pretty buoyant. You're buoyant anyway. So, you can scoot right along.
Right. I was going to say,
I'm so glad you're feeling better though.
I was overdue. That's what all it comes down to. I was way overdue. I knew it was something serious, and I waited till the last. Well, going back is I didn't have health insurance up to the first, so I can't imagine. I haven't never really been in the hospital before, but 4 days in the hospital with all the tests they ran, I can't imagine what their bill's going to be.
It's still going to be ugly, but you're probably going to have met your deductible in the first 3 days. So you're basically going to pay your deductible on like 17 different things. So it's going to be like $8,000. So
that's exactly what my deductible.
Whatever. But you're feeling better though. That's
awesome. Like $1 million.
How long?
It's been 6 weeks since I quit smoking, and then I don't know. They got me on 3 liters. I haven't really made any. I made a little bit of a headway, maybe like a percent or two. Like once I put my little oxygen thing on, it goes to about 95, 96 with oxygen though.
While you're doing it?
Yeah. So I need to be, I'm guessing, having been a smoker and stuff, if I can get to 97 or 98 without oxygen, that's probably wishful thinking. Yeah. But I just need to be, I'm hoping I can be consistently above 95 without oxygen.
Right.
That's what I'm waiting on. So I'm gonna keep it on every day and see how it goes. I'm gonna probably start walking here and see if I can get some air. I noticed that the more air I breathe into my lungs or the more oxygen I breathe in, my numbers go up. If I do shallow breathing, the numbers go down. So
half hour just doing deep breaths, man.
Yeah. I've got one of those I don't know, they call them Air Life. It's one of those diaphragm things that you inhale. The little diaphragm goes up, the little ball deal. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure. Whatever.
Yeah, just like a plastic tube with a hose, and then you inhale, and that pulls the little diaphragm.
The little ball. Up. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and then it measures how much air you're taking into your lungs. And I'm about 3/4 of the way of where I should be, I think. So roughly. So, anyways, I got a lot of work to do.
Is that Kim out here in the background? No,
it's just my TV. Watching
TV, of course.
Yeah.
Any noise you hear in the background is my family being loud because it's Sunday and that's what happens. They get loud. It's awesome.
Sunday fun day.
So anyways, the disclaimer's got to be. I've updated our disclaimer. I've had a discussion with our legal representation of Walker Jameson and Svedka. And essentially, they've given me this disclaimer to make sure that I read for everyone. All shows are poorly researched and based solely on the misinformed opinions of the hosts, and under no circumstances should any of these ramblings be considered anything other than entertainment or barely a hint of entertainment within itself. Should you listen to these weasels, we hold no responsibility for your high blood pressure, liver disease, and or impending mental insanity. We cannot be held responsible for any anxiety, warts, or toenail fungus that could result from thoroughly enjoying what we mistakenly call a show.
Did I tell you?
That's our disclaimer from the legal representation of Walker Jameson and Svedka.
I love that disclaimer. Yeah. Did I tell you about my toe fungus?
I don't want to know about your toe fungus.
Oh.
At all.
Well, I battled with that for like 2 years.
Yeah,
and,
great.
And I finally went to the toe fungus doctor, and they did a laser treatment. Woo! Yeah. That was another $450. I had toe fungus on my big toe.
Yeah.
And it was just because my feet are always hot.
Right.
And they said if you don't keep like baking soda, something that takes the moisture out of your shoes, you run the risk of it, especially if you have like a longer toenail. But mine always cut back. But yeah, so I dealt with that for like 2-3 years trying to get rid of that. And I finally went and got it. It's called Pinpoint Laser. And they go over your whole toenail with this laser thing. And sometimes they leave it on too long. It really burns. But yeah.
That's
so I got
great. I don't want to hear another word about it. I don't care.
I got my toenail.
Screw you and your toe fungus.
My fungus.
I love you. Stop talking. Jeez and rice.
I'm gonna be like a new man. Fungus fixed, pneumonia done, on a
real
diet.
Lungs.
Real lungs.
Oh,
I know, you know what?
God.
I'll tell you what though. This is scary.
Tell what though?
I haven't really drank or smoked in like 6 weeks. That's the only thing I want to do is have a cigarette and a cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. I'm gonna go a couple
do
more
not.
Weeks.
Do not turn into one of those old farts that sits there with their oxygen up
their
nose.
Yeah, smoking next to my oxygen.
A cigarette. blow
the roof off the place.
Well, that aside, it's just you're doing the good thing and then doing the very bad thing that it's like a positive negative magnets going together and they just keep pushing against it. I don't know how to describe it. It's just
too positive.
Really, yeah, it's like just sitting there sucking in the oxygen while you're having a smoke. That's ridiculous. Stop it.
So anyways, what else you got in store?
So I was thinking about talking about a couple albums. Do you have any albums that you feel like talking about? What have you been listening to since you've been home doing nothing, just recovering?
Well, honestly, I haven't really picked up anything that new since I've been kind of lounging around.
It doesn't have to be new. The two items that I have are old items that I'm just like, these are great albums that I love, and I just want to talk about them for a couple minutes. So what do you love?
I'll give you something that I was kind of dabbling in, and this is something that you and I have talked about before, but Johnny Marr. We were supposed to see him a couple of years ago, a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't go, but for any of you out there.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, how would you describe Johnny Marr? He's from the Smiths, probably
the best guitarist on the planet.
Yeah, probably one of the most underrated guitarists ever.
Yeah,
I think he made the Smiths. I think his talent on the guitar is just I don't know. You have to listen to it. It just if you listen to Johnny Marr, he sounds like nobody else.
Right.
That's what I love about Johnny Marr. But
you got Morrissey singing.
Yeah.
And Morrissey coming up with the droning, sad, depressing stuff. And Johnny Marr taking all that stuff and expressing it through the guitar in a way that you're like, holy shit. Between the words and the vocals of Morrissey,
the
guitar work, and then the rest of the band backing it, the two of them up and supporting them in the way that they need to. Johnny Marr is stellar.
Yeah. He's brilliant.
Just absolutely brilliant. So which album were you thinking about of Johnny Marr?
One of his
solos, or are you going back to How Soon Is Now? What are you?
No, I was just looking. You know, he's played with some of the best too. Yeah. Now that he's been solo, obviously out of the Smiths for a long time, but he's played with.
He played with New Order for a bit.
I believe so. He played the Pretenders. He's played with The. Mm-hmm. He's played with Modest Mouse and Talking Heads. I'm reading this right off Wikipedia, but and also Hans Zimmer. But
Zimmer.
Anybody that hasn't heard him that enjoys kind of like a, I don't know how to describe him. It's kind of a alternative, folky, pop. He's
they
not
put
dark.
REM to shame.
Yeah,
they put REM to shame. To tell you the truth, and REM is great, but the Smiths are seven steps ahead of them. And quite frankly, Hatful of Hollow.
Right, right.
That is one of the best. And then Meat is Murder. And then The Queen is Dead. Those, if you listen to those three Smiths albums, you'll have an understanding of the guitar work and the vocals of Morrissey. The guitar work of Johnny Marr and the vocals of Morrissey. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah, yeah. So that's kind of where I've been with my music currently. Just and I know we've talked about Marr before, but I was just kind of playing around listening to him earlier, and I thought it'd be a good one to bring up. So, what do you?
And you're right. He has played with a whole bunch of bands. He's
so easy to listen to. Yeah,
I've seen him. He actually, I saw him in an interview at some college in England somewhere, and the guy who was interviewing him knew enough to ask about Matt Johnson with The.
Oh, The.
And he's like, he goes into this whole thing about. It seemed like you were going to be working with Matt Johnson around the same time that the Smiths came out. And he's like, yeah, well, and he sits down with a guitar in his lap and he plays the riff from Uncertain Smile.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. You're telling me about
Matt
that.
Johnson and I were sitting and talking and he's like, well, what, can you do this? And he does it. And he's like, oh yeah, I can do that. And they're playing back and forth. And then something happened where Matt Johnson had to be somewhere with something that they couldn't coordinate their schedules for like a week. And during that week was the time that the Smiths, you know, Morrissey got together with them and they were kind of, you know, cause Johnny Marr's been doing a bunch of stuff forever.
Right.
And
right.
He latched on to Morrissey and the Smiths and they became something. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to play with these guys for a while. I'll come back to you. And he never went back to them.
Interesting.
And it's just like one of those, like, but he sits there and he plays the riff and he's like, yeah, I came up with this. And Matt Johnson's like, oh yeah, you have to play with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something like that. It's a YouTube thing. It's like 4.5 minutes and it's just like, oh, are you kidding me? And it's like some bootleg video.
Yeah. Interesting.
Somebody videoing that whole thing. So,
right. I'll have to check it out. Sounds interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just one of those things, you know, so go ahead and ask me my question.
Yeah. So what kind of, what's your music, what kind of music you got for us today?
Well, I've been kicking around cause you know me and my Detroit bands, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love me some Detroit bands.
Yeah.
And I think I got enough for the next 32 shows to do one Detroit band
per show,
just from my collection per show. But I'm starting like last week, the last show we did, was Solidarity by
Rhythm Corps
from Rhythm Corps from Packet of Sync. Yeah. That's that album that I had. And this week is Figures on a Beach.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember the name. I'm trying to remember the songs.
Swimming was their first one, and they've had a couple of songs since then. But the one that got me was Swimming.
Swimming,
because it was like a four or five song album again, released in '83. And you got to turn that TV down. Dude.
Oh yeah. All right, hold on.
It's driving me freaking crazy.
Hold on a second.
I love you, but I want to punch you in the nose twice in a happy sort of way. Jeez. People, can you believe it? We come here to do a show, and he's over there watching somebody else doing some other show. Oh,
yeah,
I'm sorry. Are you back now, Eric? Are you with us?
Yeah, it was quick,
wasn't
it?
You decided to join us? Yeah.
I'm done watching my TV show.
You had to go onto the lanai to turn off the TV?
Yeah, no, I don't live in Florida. But It's my home and garden TV show.
That's fine, but it's not on now. Thank you very little.
No, I turned it down.
So, but no, Figures on a Beach did this four or five, I think it was a four song album, 1983, that I have on vinyl at home here.
Yeah.
Which I'm not staring at right now, which normally I would be. But I was looking at it, I was thinking about it last week as I was flipping through some channels, and I caught it on something I was, maybe it was because I was doing some kind of old timey mix of, excuse me, YouTube videos.
Yeah.
And they came up, and I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I forgot these guys were from Detroit, and they're great. And Figures on a Beach, 1983, the song's called Swimming. There's another one that they have on there. It's Feel Like Glass. I'm going off of memory right now completely.
Right, right.
But there's Everything But Heaven. It is the greatest drum solo ever. It's just this phenomenal guitar work, great drum solo. The drum, it's one of those, you know how we have our Go All Night that we start with in the beginning of our show?
Yeah.
I actually think I would like to see about
changing
breaking
that up.
With, well, I don't know if we'd be allowed to use it, but it was a couple of Detroit guys bragging about Detroit people. I would love to use it because you have to just listen to it and go, oh yeah, these drums are awesome.
Right, right.
Work with the drums. This is a great song. It's called Everything But Heaven by Figures on a Beach.
Okay.
And that's okay. On that 1983 EP. You know, it's a little punky, a little techno-ish, but it's techno-ish for the early 80s, which means it's not really techno. It's that progressive rock sound.
Yeah, it was
like experimental.
Was it like Ministry before Ministry's changed their sound?
Way better than that. Way better than that.
Oh, okay.
And even though I do like that Ministry sound before they changed their sound, I love Ministry's first album, but that's just me, and I'm an early 80s nut job. But I also bought that album thinking Ministry was great because of I Wanted to Tell Her. I thought that was a great song.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like,
I'm more the darker side.
Well, you know, but then the very next album that they produced with Every Day is Halloween.
Yeah.
And Cold Life and the other two other songs that were on that one that I can't remember off the top of my head. Both of all four of those songs were great. And I thought, well, this is great. This is a little turn from what I'm used to. And then he went over the deep end and went into the total, you know. And then,
I'd like to hear the story.
Eight years later comes out with Jesus Built My Hot Rod, which is by far one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, yeah. It was interesting how they did a complete 180. They go from this whatever kind of poppy, almost like you said, electronic kind of whatever.
Ministry was sort of forced to by the label. They wanted the poppy crazy because they knew what was going on in the early 80s. They wanted that. He's like, I can make this stuff, but I hate it.
Right, right.
And then he worked his way into, and then, you know, I can't remember. That's not Trent Reznor, is it?
No,
that's Nine Inch Nails guy, right?
Yeah.
But whoever the Ministry guy is, he is very creative and very talented individual.
I heard he's not very approachable. I heard
he's very headstrong.
Oh, okay.
But he loves his art.
Right, right.
And he decides this is how the hell I want to do it, and this is how I'm going to goddamn do it.
Al Jorgensen?
It could be him, And more power to him. It's not my bag. Yeah, not my bag. Not the kind of stuff that I really do like, although his first two things that he doesn't necessarily like, I do enjoy. But hey, you know, I bought those things. I paid cash for them, and he got some kind of financial gain out of it, and good for
you.
So anyways, my first band was Figures on a Beach, and they've had a couple of albums on the Sire record label since then. I think two or three albums in the late 80s that were moderately okay. It's good listening to music, but their early stuff, that was the other thing, is they had the song Breathless in 84, because they did the one in 83 that I bought, Swimming, was independent and it was like only available in like the Michigan area.
Oh, okay.
So I bought it. I own it. It's in my basement. Fucking great.
Interesting.
But then Don Was of Was Not Was, who's, you know, been a producer forever.
And, yeah.
He produced 1984. They did Breathless, which was sort of, I don't even know. It was just this wild sort of 80s punky, but almost anthem type song.
Right, right.
And it was just, but it was interesting. I bought that too. I'm like, I like this. And there was a, whatever was on the B side, I think I liked even better than the song that they took. But, you know, there's, like I said, there's three or four other albums that came out afterwards. I bought one or two of them. I've got a couple of songs from each somewhere. And it's good music. But the couple of things where they're raw, and new, that's how I like it.
Right, I right, like
the
right.
The raw and the new.
I don't know too much about them. I just know a little bit about their industrial type stuff. That's kind of when I started listening to them. But
I'm still talking about Figures on a Beach, not Ministry.
Oh, gotcha. God, you completely lost me.
Yeah, okay. I totally switched gears there. Sorry.
Gotcha.
You know, sorry, and I realized you were recovering from being dead.
my memory's maybe lost a little bit too. It's coming back, though. It's coming back.
That's the beauty of when you and I talk with each other is just ramble on and ramble on.
Right.
And the next thing you know, what the hell are we talking about? Who the hell is this guy? What the hell is going on? All shows are poorly researched and based solely on the misinformed opinions of the hosts. And under no circumstances should any of these ramblings be considered anything other than entertainment or barely a hint of entertainment within itself. Should you listen to us, these weasels that are talking to you now, we hold no responsibility for your high blood pressure, your liver disease, or impending mental insanity. We cannot be held responsible for any anxiety, warts, or toenail fungus that could result from thoroughly enjoying what we've mistakenly called a show. And that's the disclaimer from our legal representation of Walker, Jameson, and Svedka.
Yeah, if you throw toenail fungus and pneumonia in there, you got me covered.
Well, and, you know, I'm going to have to call the guys. Do we have the money to pay for the legal fees for the hourly retainer?
We are out. We spent it all on a disclaimer.
I'm going to have to adjust the disclaimer myself to include the pneumonia because I can't call these guys and ask them to adjust it for the pneumonia.
No.
Jeez, it took us 6 weeks to get this one from them. Oh, my God. You know, because they're all passed out laying on the floor in their law office. Monkeys. Did you have a second album that you were thinking of? Or a second band?
You know, not offhand. I was kinda thinking about it a little bit and kinda off in La La Land.
Mm-hmm. I'm guaranteed you're off in La La Land.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of one that that might stick, you know. I'm trying to think of like something that
let it go because I have
yeah. All right, well,
I want you to save your breath and maintain your oxygen level.
Yeah, I should probably test my oxygen level as we speak.
Yeah, well, while I'm yambling along,
go ahead.
Do you remember the Propeller Heads?
Yeah, yeah, I remember I can visualize them. I don't know if I've ever heard them.
It's two guys, and the album I have was something I picked up from one of my buddies from one of the jobs I had who like thought that the Propeller Heads, I don't want to call it techno because it's not like techno, but it is, there's a lot of synthesizer and a lot of created music.
It was like, remember the group, it was, they came out with that song, Pop Music.
Yeah, M people.
M. Was it something like that?
It was M people.
Pop music. Pop.
So the Propeller Heads.
Radio.
If you take that song and let's say throw 38,000 pounds of Ministry at it.
Really?
Make it dark.
Oh.
And Propeller Heads are like that type of poppy pop music, and then you throw in some, and seriously, just turn the knob to 11 for dark,
Yeah.
That's Propeller Heads. But it's like really good music, though. I've never heard them. It's well produced. They did a song called History Repeating. Okay. And it is just this great organ music. I don't want to say organ, but it's like keyboard organ sounding with strong thumping bass and a little bit of drums in there. They're just in the right spot. And it's a song they did with Shirley Bassey.
Shirley Bassey. Why do I know that name?
From the James Bond movies. She was the one who sang a lot of the old-timey James Bond movies.
Yeah.
The black lady with the pipes to no end.
Just the most
talented woman on the planet. Aside from, other what's her name from Detroit? Who's
Aretha?
Aretha.
Yeah.
Shirley Bassey and Aretha, if they would have come together and did a duet, I would have sold my left testicle to go see it.
Yeah, somebody would have paid money for that thing.
That would have been a great show. And they may have. I don't know. But Shirley Bassey is she's been around for like 1,000 years.
Or something.
Yeah, she's been around for 1,000 years and singing like crazy. But she did a song with these Jackalopes. This is a 1998 CD that I own by the Propeller Heads. It's called Dex and Drums and Rock and Roll.
I'm going to look those guys up. I had no idea.
It is one word, Dex and Drums and Rock and Roll.
Okay. Oh, wait. Yeah, I remember that song.
Yeah.
Dex and Drums and Rock and Roll, right? Was something kind of quick like that, wasn't
it? That's the name of the album. They didn't have a song like that? No, they don't have a song called Dex and Drums and Rock and Roll. But the song History Repeating is worth listening to. And if you can pull it up, if you pull up Propeller Heads History Repeating and accidentally play it while we're talking, we can dissect it a little bit and deal with that. And you'll understand where I'm talking with the music. And maybe, for the next couple times we could figure out, maybe I'll send you a thing previously and actually kind of poorly plan this a little bit so that you can have a couple of songs ready that you can pull up on YouTube and just play like, six bars, and then we can talk about it and actually have a real show that has something to do with music.
I was going to say it's about music. I don't think we could be any more poorly planned, but we do a good job at it.
Oh, we are awesome. When it comes to poor planning, we are the best at it. So while you're finding that, I need to do this because it has been enough time throughout the show that I need to read the disclaimer from our legal representation of Walker Jameson and Svedka. This should be the second to last time I have to do this evening, but all shows are poorly researched and based solely on misinformed opinions of the host. I hope you're finding this while I'm going through this. And under no circumstances should any of these ramblings of these monkeys be considered anything other than entertainment or barely a hint of entertainment in and itself. Should you listen to these weasels, we hold no responsibility for your high blood pressure, your liver disease, or impending mental insanity. I hear you've got it, so let's bring it up. We cannot be held responsible for any anxiety, warts, or toenail fungus, and or pneumonia that could result from thoroughly enjoying what we consider mistakenly called a show. What do you got for me, Cheese?
What was the name of the song?
History Repeating.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Oh, yeah. Shirley Bassey.
Yeah.
Let's see.
It's got this great bassline beginning. It's just like, exactly. If somebody
can you hear that?
That song's amazing. No, I can't hear nothing.
You can't?
Hey, was that Evan saying that song's amazing? I don't even know what song we're talking about, Evan. Are you talking about the Shirley Bassey one?
Shit, he's got four messages.
Alpha Mike joined us. Thanks for joining us. I appreciate that. Just click play and turn on.
Hold on. Hold on a second.
Pump up the volume. Pump up the volume. Dance, dance, dance. What's that from? Go ahead. I dare you.
Pump up the volume. Pump up the volume. Dance, dance. I'll think of it in a second. Hold on.
Needs women.
Hold on. All
right. Forget it. It's over. I already gave her.
Can you hear that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's beautiful.
Can you or can you not?
I can, yes. Let it go. Let it go.
The world keeps revolving.
The deep tones in her voice.
Yeah.
That the revolution's
near. Wait till it breaks out.
It's quite clear that it's all just a little necessary repeating.
And then it kicks into the whole thing. You can turn it off now. Let it go. Yeah. Pull the music.
Oh, interesting. These guys are like.
But that's rocking. And that's. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's almost like a jazz band. Like a.
It's
like a,
just this crazy fun stuff. Yeah. That exactly, Evan. That Shirley Bassey song is amazing. But and definitely do look up Johnny Marr. And when you do, look up Johnny Marr on the Smiths. You got to start with Johnny Marr with Hatful of Hollow from the Smiths and Meet His Murder. And what was the other one I said? The Queen Is Dead.
Yeah, his last one.
Three best albums on the planet right there. And Johnny Marr is a guitarist, and it's great stuff. But no, the Shirley Bassey stuff is phenomenal. That voice that she's got is just...
Yeah.
You know, like right up there and punches you in the gut and says, listen to this, damn it. This is awesome. And they surrounded her with thumping good music. And the rest of the album, there's some really crappy stuff on it. But there's... Right. Like, five or six really good pieces within I think there's like 17 tracks on the whole thing. And there's like seven or eight really good tracks aside from the Shirley Bassey ones. And, you know, it's all what you want to get into, but you hear the sort of techno sound to it.
Yeah.
Right. It just had that little, just like, But it was more deep than, you know, trashy techno.
Right. No, these guys
it wasn't DJ techno at the bar. This is somebody actually cares about what they're making. Techno.
Right. Yeah, those guys.
There's a difference.
Yeah, there's a talent behind those guys. They're not just a bunch of guys playing some instruments. I have to dig into those guys. I've known the name for forever. I've just never really got into them. I mean, I never really pursued who they were.
You don't remember hearing them when you and I worked together and I played them in the background.
No.
You don't remember that part, and that's fine because.
I think you were a headphones guy.
I was a lot of headphones.
Yeah. I think you just hunkered down with headphones.
And I'm still a headphones guy.
Yeah.
You know, I was telling you earlier, there's about like six people that show up at work every day. In my office that used to have 60 people in it.
Right.
Pre-COVID. And there's like five or six of us that show up every day now. And I still wear my headphones because I don't want to disturb anybody. And there's nobody within earshot of me.
Right.
But I still MF my screen when someone does something stupid.
Right.
And that's the thing that they hear. But not the music. So...
Gotcha.
But yeah, it's been nice though. The last week I've been spending probably of the 9 hours a day I spend at work, probably six and a half of them I spend listening to music. And the other two and a half I spend listening to freaking news with all the stupid shit that's going on. You know, and mind you, there's a backdrop, and we're not going to get into this at all, but there's this backdrop of crazy shit going on. There's a bunch of dumb people doing stupid shit. I don't care what side of the aisle you fall on.
Right.
There's a bunch of dumb people doing stupid shit.
Dumb people is a compliment. I can't believe there's people that literally went into
Don't even go there. Stop.
Yeah,
stop.
I know.
Don't even go there. I'm not interested because things will happen and things will get taken care of as things fall together. But there's dumb people doing stupid shit, and there's still this COVID crisis. We're almost to 400,000 people died from this. In the United States. And, you know, this is all things that are going in the background of our lives, and all through it, you know, if you can find a song that you like and you listen to and just let's 3.5 minutes of bliss of, I'm not worried about this anymore.
It just takes the levels down a little bit, you know,
take the levels of insanity down. And that brings me to what's going to be the next show. Depending on how you feel for Wednesday, I'm very interested in possibly even doing a Tuesday night show because we missed a couple. Yeah. Because I took Wednesday off for work because I want to watch the inauguration.
Oh, okay.
With no interruptions. So we could do a Tuesday night show.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm fine with that. But for Tuesday night show, what I'd like to talk musically about is buskers. And that leads me to
buskers.
My insane question, trivial trivia of the trivial type. Eric, what is busking?
What is busking?
Don't look it up on the internet. Just all right. Wild, wacky guess. It's a musical thing. Take a wild and wacky guess at what busking is. If you look it up, I'm going to kick you in
the nose. No, I'm not. I'm not. My hands are off. I'm turned the other way. Busking. It has to be maybe – is it like beatbox? Is it a type of beatbox? Like making noises? Start. Making noises the body itself?
I get it. And that actually makes sense.
Am I close?
Not even.
Okay.
But I appreciate the attempt.
And I was like,
I did this to you on purpose because it's too much fun. And at one point I had looked up the definition of busking. I don't have it in front of me now and I don't really care. But busking is essentially performing in public for money.
Oh.
So your street performers are buskers.
Interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
So what I've been getting into a lot of that word.
Go ahead.
And there is an origin of that word, which is an interesting story, and we'll talk about that on Tuesday night when we do our next show. Which I guess is going to be what, the 20th?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that Tuesday night or no? 19th is Tuesday night. Wednesday is the 20th. Because I have Wednesday the 20th off, so I can watch the stupid thing with the people with it. Hopefully nothing crazy happens. But anyway, that aside, busking.
I think they'll have the National Guard out, but go ahead.
Yeah, they got it pretty well locked down. I'm not anticipating any craziness. I just want to see that everything goes through smoothly, and I don't want to be at work. I want to be home with my family when all this shit happens. So whatever. I don't even own any guns, but I'm thinking about buying a sword. And busking – I'll get back to the sword. Busking. I sent you a video earlier this week about that one gal who was a street performer in Ireland.
Yeah, that was good.
And really what it is, all it is people playing guitar and singing on the streets. And they do it in New York. They do it in Dublin. They do it in Edinburgh. They do it in London.
Some of those people are really talented too. It's surprising.
You're not kidding. And there's some that have been seen and witnessed by very famous producers, and those buskers have been brought into labels and or done production work and stuff like that. And I'm just like, this is just the coolest thing ever that you have the skills and the gumption to go out and stand in public and possibly get yelled at to shut the hell up.
Right.
Or that possible you suck, but yet it is like taking, you know, a comedian to me, a stand-up comic is that same type of busker, except people will go and pay to watch a stand-up comic. And sometimes the comic sucks. If you go into the local bar and the comic sucks, what does it matter? You had a couple of drinks. You had some fun with your friends. Who's this asshole standing up on stage?
Yeah.
Whereas
it's gotta be the hardest job in the world.
As a busker goes out onto the street and drops their guitar case in front of them, opened and plays and brings their soul and plays music and just jams and tries their hardest, hoping that someone's gonna drop money in that in that guitar case.
Yeah.
So that they can eat the next day.
Sure.
And I've seen enough videos on YouTube of buskers, and I've got a list of people that I've come to enjoy, these voices that I've come to really like regarding busking. And there's all sorts of different ways to do it, but these are some that I've come across that I've really just thought, oh, this is just great stuff, and I want to share this with more people. And so that will be our show on Tuesday. we'll bring in the busking thing, and I will send you some links that you can click on, and we can listen to a little bit and talk about.
Right. You know, I was watching Marcus Lemonis. He's got a new program called Streets of Dreams or whatever. And one was about diamonds and the diamond industry, and he had another one about the music industry in Nashville. And he was saying, or he was talking to some artists and stuff, and they were talking about how they divide up the proceeds of concerts and albums and stuff like that, and blah 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 blah. But they were saying that 500 to 1,000 songs get written per day worldwide, and only 45 will hit the number one charts on the country music charts, something like that.
Within a year.
It was 45. Hold on a second.
I bet it's 45 within the year will hit
the number one. I'll have to double check. I swear he said it was a week or a month. It was a lot. I'll have to double check.
Yeah.
I'll have to double check. But anyways, regardless, it's like a shot in the dark. You know, basically, you know, these guys, there's all these performers out there that are trying to make a number one hit, and you know, 45 get picked per year, roughly, out of like hundreds and hundreds or thousands or whatever. And it's tough business. I think country music, unfortunately, has gotten washed out a lot, like 80s hair bands. It's the same music, and everybody's going after it. And I don't think a lot of these performers and songwriters got enough depth to separate themselves from anybody else. So it all kind of gets washed out. But you know, it's unfortunate, but you know, a lot of these guys are trying to make it big, and you know, frankly, I think they all sound the same. But not taking anything away from them, but it's the same old story, it's the same old chord, it's the same old, you know, it's like you got to come up with something. I get people always criticize me for liking Tom Waits, and I'm like, well, I go, it's not that I like everything about Tom Waits, I just like his story, you know. And when you like, it's like a good book. You know, it's when you read a good book, some people appreciate it, some people don't. But Tom Waits is by far not one of the best singers out there, but he's got a big handful of songs that really, if you listen to the right ones, will really catch you, and they're just great to listen to. They tell stories, you know.
And you know what's funny is as I'm listening to these buskers, I think of that one movie. It's the one with Robin Williams and the little kid that plays a guitar. We talked about this one before.
Robin Williams.
And I didn't realize it back then when we were talking about it. August Rush.
Oh, August Rush.
The movie is called August Rush.
Yeah, I haven't watched that.
Yes, you do. In fact, that's your assignment. You need to watch that before Tuesday. If it costs you money, I'll send you a check. I don't care.
I'm going to look it up on Amazon right now. I don't think it's on Netflix, but...
No, it's not on Netflix. I've looked it up because I wanted to watch it with my kids. But if you watch August Rush, this kid is essentially a busker. He's seven to 10-year-old kid, and he's playing guitar and you know, getting people to drop money in the basket for him.
Right.
But the problem was that, you know, he was making money for somebody else, not himself. He was an orphan, and he wanted to find his parents because he knew somewhere out there his parents were out there.
I got you.
His dad was a guitarist and singer for a rock band. And his mom was a classical trained cellist or something like that, or violinist or whatever. Yeah. So the music talent was in that kid. And I look at it like, holy shit, that's my life.
Yeah. And you said,
I've been looking for these people forever. And you watch August Rush, and you just, I'm tearing up right now just talking about it.
Yeah. It's
a fucking awesome movie.
You said that Robin Williams was in it?
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now, and it doesn't give any accreditation.
Robin Williams is the asshole in the show, and he plays it really well.
McKelty Williamson, Freddie Highmore, and Kerry Russell.
Yeah. Oh, no. They're the primaries, but Robin Williams is like a, you know,
like a cameo kind of thing. Oh, I got you.
He's a fourth or fifth character because he's the one who's in charge of the kids trying to collect all the money from him. He's like their pimp.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yeah,
it's right here on Amazon. It's $4 to watch.
Buy it. Watch it.
Yeah, maybe I'll watch it too.
Honestly, if you don't cry by the end of that movie, you have no soul.
Right, right.
Especially if any of you know my story and you can think about my story and look at this movie and not cry at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
You have no soul. You have no soul.
They said, yeah, I got 88% gave it a 5-star. This is Robin Williams right here.
Oh, yeah. It's great, great, great freaking movie. And you know, it's like a niche kind of thing. But yeah, again, it goes back to the busker that do you have the gumption and the skill and the talent and the nerve to get out there in front of people and play?
Right.
Them to drop money in your basket. And we're going to talk about that on Tuesday. We're going to talk about buskers, and I'm going to give you a series of links that we can pull up, and I'll address each one of them and go, you know, this is why I like this person. This is, you know, listen to this. And, you know, there's a lot there.
There's just a lot
there. And honestly, the buskers is a way to support your local.
Right.
You know, I remember walking away from, Red Wings games.
Yeah.
And there's a guy on the street playing the trumpet.
Yeah, yeah.
He has a trumpet, and he's just standing on the side of the street playing a trumpet. You know, the 52-year-old black guy playing trumpet blues.
And right, like, right.
Yeah, fucking A, here's a dollar or two.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Because listen to you. And he's just standing there belting out his life. You know, how can you not give somebody a dollar or two for that?
Sure. No, I know.
You know, and it comes down to support your local. Support your local whatever.
Everybody's your local artists.
Yeah. Well, not only your local artists, but your local bars, your local this, your local that.
Yeah.
Everybody's going through some shit right now. We all know it. Because we're living in the world of COVID, and everybody's having a problem with this, that, and the other. And if you have the opportunity to do it, go and spend some money at your local place.
Yeah.
Go to the local bakery. The little local bakery that is not the, you know, chain type place, or the little local brewery, and stop in there and buy a 12 pack of something. You know, a lot of us are going to get a shitload of money from the government for this COVID relief fund, whatever. Honestly, if I could tell the government to give it to somebody else, I would.
But
they're going to give it to me, and I'm going to take most of mine, and I'm going to pay some bills with it. I'm going to pay ahead on things, and I'm going to take half of it. I was going to say shitload, but I'm going to take about half of it and make sure to go to my local bakery.
Yeah.
There's a Polish market up the street. You know, there's a bunch of different little just – local little places that I can go to and spend that money.
Sure.
For things that maybe I wouldn't normally go get, but I'm fortunate enough in a situation where I don't have to, I worked the whole time that this COVID shit's been going on. I've been fortunate with that. And I've worked a lot of overtime, and I've been making extra money. So whatever the government gives me is extra money. So I'm going to try and put that in the pockets of others. And I know there's other people out there who are in that situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who have been fortunate enough to all right. Yeah. I'm okay. I don't need any more, but if you're going to give it to me, then God damn it, I'm going to go spend it in a place where I know that guy needs it.
Yeah.
You know, and do that. Somebody get out there and fucking do that. God dang it.
Hobo Chillin' just said something about a dance monkey artist. Is that name of a movie?
Like the dance monkey artist. Maybe it's that you always use the term monkey. I don't know. Because I'm always talking about crazy monkeys, this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Could be. That means he's listening to you.
Well,
somebody is.
which is odd because almost no one ever listens to me, which I find comical of all things. You know, as my friend Plato used to say, if it's not one thing, it's your mother. Or was that Plato? Or was that
– I don't know if that was Plato. It doesn't sound like Plato.
I don't
Plato.
Think it was Plato. That was the other guy. Freud?
Freud?
Yeah, Freud. Yeah, Freud. If it's not one thing, it's your mother.
Freud say that?
Freud.
It doesn't sound like Freud, but I guess it could be Freud.
Yeah, it's definitely Freud. If it's not one thing, it's your mother. Freud is the psychologist from the early 1900s.
Yeah, Clockwork Orange. A little bit of In and Out. Remember a little bit of In? Yeah, a little bit of In and Out.
So in the news today, for some reason, the National Euchre Club has issued a major change to the terms used in gameplay. No further details available.
Tones and I is a busking artist. Okay.
Tones and I is a busking artist. All right. Hey, Hobo Chillin', definitely join us for the busking show on Tuesday night, the 19th, because I really want to get into some of this. And this can be a recurring thing because I really do enjoy that raw talent. And, you know, most of the time, Eric, you'll know this because I sent you a couple. Most of the time, they're playing other people's songs.
Right, right.
They're doing covers of a song, but it's this very unique take on that cover.
And yeah, it's their own take and they're doing it. Yeah, it's pure entertainment. Or it's
right,
and
there, but there's something to it that I'm like, oh my god! And a lot of times the voices that are there's like three gals that I've been listening to lately that just have these voices that are, if there was a heaven, their voices would have been from there.
Right. Right.
I'm not going to get into that whole story, but if there was a heaven, their voices were from heaven, and that's all there is to it. These gals sound the tone is beautiful. The you know their voices are almost as good as my daughter's flute playing.
Right, right. Every time you're saying wonderful. Heaven, reminds me of Kim Deal from the Pixies. In right. Heaven. I forgot the word. I forgot the name of the song.
Maybe. We'll have to look that up. I like the input, though. I appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of the way you're saying it. There's a song. God, I can't remember the name of the song from the Pixies.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah, we'll get back to it.
Right. It'll come to you.
Yeah, you wanna put a wrap on this and plan on getting back maybe Tuesday for
an hour or so? Speaking of music, there is a
–
No, we're going to come back to this. Whatever. There's this guy. I don't know how this came across to me. But do you remember – obviously, you've been watching the news lately, and there's things that have been going on. And
much as
we
I can,
don't get into those very much because we're our show is about music and how much we love music, but we can't ignore the fact that life happens around us. But that gal from Kentucky or Knoxville who said she got maced during the January 6th invasion of the planet. I don't know. I don't know if you've seen the video where she goes, I got maced and my name's Elizabeth from Knoxville. And we were trying to storm
the
Capitol.
Oh, she's storming the Capitol?
Storming the Capitol.
Somebody, I can't believe people died. Like, holy shit.
It's just crazy.
It's crazy. It is.
And that's why I want to buy a sword.
I want a sword?
Katana. I want a katana, like a serious Japanese katana.
Yeah.
And then I also want the shorter ones that are katana-like, but they're 12 to 18 inches long.
Yeah.
So that, you know, I can have them over the mantle, and if someone comes into my house, I can just stab the shit out of them. But no, this chickie, get out of my house. You're not supposed to be here.
Sounds pretty personal.
Go away.
Well, you can shoot the hell out of them if they're in your house.
That's yeah, but I can't. Just, I can't. I'm not good with guns.
No, you get a 12 gauge, you shoot them in the kneecaps. That's all. Yeah, they go down on the ground.
Stabby, stabby. Stabby, stabby, you're done. Stab, stab, stab. Bleed, bleed, bleed. Get off of my carpet.
I bleed all over the place. You got to get carpet replaced.
Either way, you know, if you shoot them with a shotgun, you're talking about splits all over your wall. That's crazy.
That's why you shoot them down low. You shoot them in the kneecaps.
Oh, yeah. Then you got splits all over the floor. I just got new carpets in here, man. I'm not splitting all over the floor. I don't want these guys' blood all over
If you plan
carpet.
On using your katana Japanese sword, you might have limbs on the floor.
Yeah,
oh, and by the way, the song is the name of the song is In Heaven. I should have known that. In Heaven, everything is fine. It's the one Kim Deal sings. She's now back in the Breeders. Fine. Yeah. In heaven, everything is fine. In heaven. If you heard it, you'd probably know it.
I'm sure if I heard the whole thing, I'd go, oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, it is not. In fact, it's like 7, 10 years of the whole song. It's about it.
But no, this is funny because this chickie from Elizabeth from Knoxville, who's the one who got maced in the face.
Yeah.
Her video is up on, and she's going to be arrested. And totally, because she says we're storming the Capitol. This is a revolution. So she's basically incriminated herself.
But yeah.
Some dude decided to make a musical out of her little 30-second spot on television.
You're kidding me.
Basically, he wrote a song for her, I Got Maced. I got maced. Doo-doo-doo. And it's like the most amazing thing ever. I'm like, holy crap, there are talented people out there. Assholes will do stupid shit. But the talented ones will make fun of them. And I love it.
Who the hell's got the time to write songs about some lady getting maced on the Capitol building?
Because people are nuts.
They are. Seriously nuts.
Dude, you're on Facebook, right?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I've got to be. I'm not going to do this. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take this and I'm going to send you. Oh, because it's a YouTube thing. I'm going to share it with you, and you can look at it later.
Yeah, if you post it on my Facebook, no, I got everything's blocked. Nothing gets posted on my Facebook.
Really?
Yeah, everything's blocked. It goes into a story. Well, if you were like, let's say if you and I go out to a concert, and I don't know, I slip and fall, and somebody videotapes it and post it to my Facebook, it won't show up. Right. It goes into a special account. Or a special folder, so I get to review everything before I post anything on there. So like 99% of it, 99% of what people put on my Facebook page never makes it.
All right, well, then I'm just going to email you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, here, Cartman.
I think tomorrow's going to be a chilly day. Chilly.
You know what we did yesterday? We're going to do this, and then we're going to go. Because I love you and everything, but I'm done with you.
Yeah, sounds good.
So my son turned 18 this year.
Yeah.
And he loves when we go to Benihana.
Yeah.
And I love going to Benihana because I love to see the
shrimp fly and all that kind of stuff.
I love the whole thing in front of you. I love the performance. It's just fun. And I love the warm sake. So yeah. I found, you know, of course, my local liquor store, they know me by first name.
Yeah.
And so I bought some sake, and I, of course, have the containers to make sake correctly, you know, a little warmer thing and a little container, you know, a little decanter for sake and little cups and all that stuff. Hmm. Because I'm that kind of alcoholic. And so
a lot of work.
No, it's easy. But so we had that for dinner on Saturday, and it was just like the most wonderful thing. And honestly, Benihana finally has figured out how to do door-to-car delivery.
Really?
When I first went there back in September for our anniversary, I spent $8 million on fucking food with this place.
I believe it.
Took and it took fucking forever to get it. I had to go in and get it and all this other stuff. And they just, they were not prepared. They did not have the capacity to figure it out. Benihana.
Oh, it happened a lot of them. It happened to P.F. Chang's too.
A lot people of places were, just had no idea how to handle all this stuff. Yeah. Well, this time, it is now January, like 3 days ago, 2 days ago. I, you know, my wife orders it, prepays, does all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I show up, I park in the right spot, and I call the number that's in front of the sign that's in front of my spot, and I tell them I'm in the spot. Within 4 minutes, gal walks out, Bill, here you go. And you know, she drops it through the passenger side, puts it in the car. I drive away. It's like, how long did it take you guys to figure that out?
Well, you know what happened? I P.F. Chang's. I knew some guys that worked there. Mm-hmm. That they come up with a party store that I go to. And they basically, the way the system was set up, it was set up for so many orders per night. Because that's what they've always done. They you know, every night, depending on what night it is, they average X amount. So their system's set up to deal with that many. But what happened is that they were getting hundreds of phone calls a day, and they were all saying 20 minutes, come pick your food up in 20 minutes. But it was like the orders were like just flying in, and they were just stacking up. And these guys, they just couldn't keep up. They were running out of food, didn't have the time, blah, blah, blah. And they finally, the cook said, can't do it anymore. Closing up. We're leaving. You guys got to figure this out, because they said there was a line out the door waiting for – their food, and they just, there wasn't enough time to do it. They were like 50 meals behind, you know? Right. So probably it's probably the same thing that happened with Benihana's.
At a certain point, you're just, your brain just says, oh, this is not happening.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, if, and I've been that guy who's been behind the counter to say, all right, this is bullshit on a stick. Forget it.
Right.
You.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, honestly, I'm going to – wait, no, don't go yet.
No?
I am doing this. I'm sending you this link right now because it's 30 seconds. I want you to watch it and listen. And all right. if you can play it on the thing so that other people can hear it, we'll comment on it for about 3.5 minutes, and then we'll be done with the stupid show. No. I'll give the disclaimer while you're checking your email. Oh, look at you. So all shows are poorly researched. This is based on the requirements. Stop. Stop it. Go ahead. Stop it for a minute. All right. So when I tell you to go, go ahead and go, and then we'll comment on this after it's done playing. It's 30 seconds.
All right.
But first off, as required by our legal representation of Walker's Jameson's Vodka, all shows are poorly researched and based solely on the misinformed opinions of the host. And under no circumstances should any of these ramblings be considered anything other than entertainment or barely the remote resemblance of entertainment in itself. Should you listen to these weasels, we hold no responsibility for your high blood pressure, your liver disease, or impending mental instability. We cannot be held responsible for any anxiety, warts, or toenail fungus, and or, what's the thing you had?
Pneumonia.
Bacterial pneumonia that could result from thoroughly enjoying what we mistakenly considered a show. So, now you play the thing.
You ready?
It's hilarious. And then we'll comment afterwards.
All right, here
you
go.
Let it go. Let it go.
All right.
Be quiet.
Shut your pie hole for a second.
What happened to you?
I got these.
You got me.
And
what happened? You were trying to go inside.
Yeah, I made like a foot inside and they pushed me out and they paced me.
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Elizabeth. I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Why did you want to go in?
We're storming the Capitol. It's a revolution.
Holy shit.
Thank you.
Is that not the funniest thing ever? That is a guy who is so talented. He's beyond talented, beyond his abilities.
You've got to be kidding me.
I know.
Seriously nuts.
Are you not? People are nuts, but that is hilarious. Is that not the funniest damn thing ever? I don't want to get into the political shit. I'm done with that. I don't care anymore.
Biden's
MABA. M-A-B-A. I'm going to wear a hat from now on that says MABA, M-A-B-A. Stop. It's quiet.
I think
M-A-B-A, Make America Boring Again.
The mental health institutions.
Oh, yeah. No. Seriously want to buy a hat that says MABA, Make America Boring Again. I don't care anymore. Fuck everybody.
Well, you know what it is.
Let the boring start.
Bill, you know what it is? We all know what it is. It's very simple. Okay, at least in my eyes. It's so simple. It's smacking you in the face right now, like over and over and over again. It's just the media. We don't need to know any of this. Okay, there was a riot at the fucking Capitol. So what? But we don't need to know this bozo chick got maced. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's actually pretty entertaining. I was a guy who put some music to it. But our lives are way too affected by media. And like, I go to my mom's and she's like, oh, Christ, that goddamn Trump. I wish somebody would shoot him. You know, she gets all mad. And I'm like, just don't fucking watch TV, ma. I go for a walk. Go get a dog. I don't know. Get some fish. Quit watching TV. You know, and she's just like, I don't know why. And she just makes up something. But yeah, I think we all just got to stop watching the news. Everything. Just stop watching the news. We'll read the newspapers. That's it. That's all we need to know. All the information's a day old. So it doesn't matter. You know?
There's a whole other story to that. And
I don't watch
that's not the purpose of our show. No. The purpose of our show is to enjoy music and enjoy entertainment and enjoy fun. And the reason I put that particular piece of crap, it tied the political bullshit and made it showed someone being super creative with the fun stuff.
Yeah.
And taking the rhythm. And really, it was because the reason I loved it so much is because he took the rhythm and the tempo of her speech and made a song out of it.
That was brilliant.
And it is brilliant. And I don't give a crap. She could have been talking about, you know, I have, you know, 14 toes and 38 feet. And, you know, bad case of herpes. And he would have made a great musical out of that because the tempo of her speech was perfectly timed with the music that he did. And that's
classic.
The only reason I brought that up.
That
I don't
classic.
Give flying farts about what she said. And all these people
end
up going to jail and whatever.
She got maced, Bill.
She got maced.
She's storming the Capitol.
She's storming the Capitol. And she's going to be in jail for a long time. So what? I don't care. She's not my friend. She's not my cousin. I don't care.
Oh, my God.
Whatever.
Classic.
People are stupid. Eric, there's a world of people out there that are stupid.
Can't fix stupid.
And those are the people that we don't deal with. But we're going to talk about music because we are low standards and poor. And we have a disclaimer that says, under no circumstances should any of our shows that are poorly researched and based solely on misinformation and the crazy – I'm just making shit up now. Under no circumstances should any of these ramblings be considered anything other than entertainment or the barely anything considered entertainment in itself. Should you listen to these weasels, we hold no responsibility for your high blood pressure, liver disease, and or impending mental insanity.
Pneumonia.
And your phenomena, pneumonia. Pneumonia. You know, and I'm waiting for Sesame Street to do pneumonia. Pneumonia. Da 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 da. Pneumonia. Da 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 da. Pneumonia. Da 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 da.
When are we coming back on? Tuesday?
Yeah, we're going to do something Tuesday on the 19th. 8 p.m.
Thanks, Emmanuel, Evan, Hobo.
Everybody, thanks for showing up. Yeah, we cannot be held responsible for any anxiety, warts, or toenail fungus that could result and or that freaking pneumonia shit that could result from thoroughly enjoying what we've mistakenly called a show.
Yes.
Thanks for stopping by.
Peace back at your home. look for us on Tuesday, because it sounds like Wednesday, Bill's going to be tied up. So if Tuesday's bad, we'll do it Thursday, but we'll be on Tuesday.
Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All right, cool.
Peace out. Rock on, people.
All right, rock on. We will talk to you guys very soon. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for stopping.
Charmaine. All right, get lost.
You know, I'm tired of you messing with me, so why don't you just go ahead and hang up on me? Because I'm, I just, whatever you want to do. Just, you're the boss. You're the big, big shit.
I am the one in control.
You're in control. Blah, 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 blah. Go ahead and hang up on me whenever you feel like it.
Hold on, I got a phone call.